Good evening, I'm Nurse Bell. I'm going to be the one to give you your flu shot. How is everything today? So far, so good? That's great. Me? Oh, it's cold outside, but you know what? I feel really extra warm where I am now. I mean, in all honesty, I know it's going to be an extra lovely day. All right, let me just get the flu shot from the medicine cabinet, and please do take off extra layers of clothing so I can administer the medicine as soon as I get back. Okay, I'm back. Just let me close the door to the room here and let's begin. So, is this the first time you had your flu shot? No? Of course not. All right, I'll just have to mark it down. Here you go. You might feel a little prick and... Okay, it's done. Sorry? You said something? Huh? How do I know it will be a good day? Well, to tell you the truth, I decided that it's going to be a good day. Because of you. You look cool and handsome and smart and... Wow, my God. Out of all the people that come in and out of here, they all have problems and negative emotions and they're really weighing me down. As a part of my nursing, I keep that all to myself, but you really are the one person within this whole week that smiled when you came in. That's one thing that will make my job way easier. And just between you and me, this is a break between medical worker and patient professionality standards, so don't tell the doctor what I'm about to say. You have such a pretty face when you smile. Aw. You're blushing. You're even cuter now. Don't hide it. Sorry to make you uncomfortable. Tell you what. Let me tell you a secret. The injection I just gave you was not a flu shot. It was actually succinylcholine. You may know it as anectine. Still don't know what it is. It was an anesthesia. No. Why do you look scared? Wait, where are you going? See, your muscles are failing. Then soon your vocal muscles. You couldn't even scream if you wanted to. No. Shh, no. No need to worry, since you'll be very much awake. And I promise to... take care of you. No need to worry about anyone going inside this room. It's locked, and on top of that, the doctor implemented a strict rule that patients should stay at least 35 to 45 minutes, as there might be some side effects to the new flu shot vaccine. And, well, the time will speed up since I'm attracted to you at first sight. We can do lots by then. Here, let me just bring you to the bed. Then let's remove your clothes. Wow, look at you. Your body's gorgeous. You really are making me feel so warm and fuzzy inside. My God. Hey, what's wrong? My God, you look so gorgeous. Why are you tearing up? Oh, don't tell me that's the first time someone told you that. Why are you distressing so much? Wait a second. Oh gosh, whoops. I totally forgot the effects of that anesthesia. You're losing oxygen. Clumsy me. Okay. Just breathe. Here, the machine is on. Let me put this on your nose. Here. See? See? There you are. I got you. You're stable again. Why are you still crying? Look, I paralyzed you and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to see my plan through, all right. If it makes it any consolation, I will apologize to you now. I know that if word gets out on what's happening in this room, I'm going to lose my nursing license. But I don't care about any of that. I want to do this. I'm so very stressed right now that I feel worthless and pained. I feel like I want to die, especially with my new boyfriend breaking up with me just before my birthday. And I need this. I need someone right now to touch. And I don't care if you have a girlfriend or a wife or someone special. I want to fuck you, and you will not deprive me of that. You are going to accept my affections, whether or not you like it. Sorry. I think I said too much. Now, what do you think? Wow, you got instantly hard from the sight of me. Oh, you look so tasty. Let me get on top of your face. How's the view down there? Look, it's so wet. Come on, just take a look at it. Please look at it. It's just so wet. Just fucking look at it once. Please. Please. Fine. I'll just press and sit down. No. Just take it in. Then all of it and just. Oh, you know how to make a woman feel so good. Oh, whoa. Oh, your face is turning so red, like a tomato. Why are you blushing so hard? That's so adorable. With a reaction like that, I can determine that you've never eaten out a woman before. Wait a minute. That means you're a virgin? Oh, your puppy dog eyes are looking away. That means it's true. No need to be ashamed. Oh, tearing up again. Oh, I can't endure your adorable behavior. You're just making my heart skip a beat. Oh, I'm officially in love. Okay. Just relax. I guess I just need to give you one night that you'll not forget. I'll just scoot down here. And take a closer look at your penis. Oh, gee. You have so much pre-cum at the head of your penis. It looks so swollen. Here, let me caress how does that feel? I press the roof of my gums into the head of your penis. Would it help if I try to insert my tongue inside the hole of your head? Mm. I don't think I need an answer for that. Your penis is responding all too well. How does it feel when I bite your nipples? Oh, wow. You are drooling way too much. Oh, does it feel good? Really that good? Oh, you're getting so hard. Oh, I feel you twitching rapidly. You're swelling so much. Oh, you're just so rigid that I can feel you're right on the verge of, oh my God, you are releasing. Squirting. Oh my God, this is a lot of cum. Do you even masturbate? You know it's not healthy to keep so much sperm in your balls. Whoa, whoa there. Calm down. No. No more. There. I tied your cock with a string so you'll stop coming. Now, I'm going to take you right now. Oh, yes. You feel that? The warm feeling of home. Oh, I'm going to ride you into tomorrow. Remember to breathe. I don't want you to go into cardiac arrest right now. Yes. Oh, do you like the way I'm fucking you? Oh, do you like how it looks when I ride your car? Oh, your penis is so hard inside me, so deep. How does that feel? How does it feel knowing that I'm your first? Oh, God. Oh, this is just what I needed. Just what I needed. Oh, you're close, aren't you? Oh, I can tell. Oh, it's okay. You can come. You can come inside me. Yes, yes, yes. Give it to me. Let go and give it to me. Yes, yes. Oh, you came so much. Hey, your vocal muscles are back. It will still be a while until your other muscles are back to normal. Here, I'll clean you up and put your clothes back on. Whew, just on time. The 30 to 45 minute mark's almost done, and I'll probably be gone once your muscles fully recover from their paralysis. I'm going to quit now, and I'm not coming back, so don't tell the doctor what I did. I just want to say that I had a good time with you. What? You don't want me to go? Why? You want me to be your girlfriend. But I practically raped you. You don't even know me. Why on earth would you like a woman like me? Oh, you want to be my new stress reliever? I don't know what to say. You love me and want to get to know me more? Okay, I will. No, I'm happy to be your girlfriend. Okay. I get off around 4 p.m. with me around. You don't even have to masturbate. Wait, slow down, buckaroo. Buy me coffee first if you want to live with me. Here, let me administer an injection. No, silly. It's an actual flu shot vaccine. Thank you for giving back to your medical provider. I will cherish this early birthday gift. Thank you for being my human scarf.